Our August pop-up story event was at Red Cedar Spirits, and the theme was The Heat is On. Storyteller Dave Dunkel told a story about feeling that heat, both figuratively and literally, in the jungle.
When I think of hot, I think of triple canopy jungle in Central America, just like a stone's throw from the equator. I am a jungle expert. Now, this isn't a designation that was awarded by the National Geographic Society, anything like that. It was something I earned in the United States Army. And I earned that designation by going through a tried and true Army training method that utilizes fear and heat. So what they do is they take you and they put you in the hottest place on the planet, and then they just like scare the bejesus out of you for whatever length of time it takes for you to become an expert. And in this case, in jungle expert training, it was 21 days of survival in the jungle. So prior to stepping out there and beginning the training, you go through an acclimatization period. You know, you're down there for 2 days. They give you a couple briefings. I was accompanied by my young private, let's call him Gilly, because Gilly was his name. And and we go through this series of briefings, and one of the briefings was where they show you slides of the various flora and fauna in the jungle that you need to avoid because for some reason or another they're dangerous. And unfortunately, everything in the jungle is designed to kill a human being. It doesn't matter if it's, I mean, it's trees and it's the dirt is poisonous. I had not heard the term poisonous barbs so often as in my life as I heard during that briefing. So they're going through these slides, and do not touch the electric caterpillar. It's got poisonous barbs and can inflict deadly stinging pain. Two steps, you'll make it before you die. The black palm, same thing, poisonous barbs. They have poisonous birds in the jungle, things I've never even heard of. So as they're going through these slides, a picture of a dinosaur pops up. And the instructor is looking at it, just straight-faced, and he's saying, "Do not antagonize the Tyrannosaurus Rex. He may look docile, but he has a brain the size of a walnut." And so young Gilly, my private, he's freaking out. Gilly's from the backwoods of Tennessee. He's never stepped out of state, let alone a triple canopy jungle in Central America. But an abundance of caution is actually an attribute of a private, so I didn't want to dissuade him. So we fast forward 10 or 15 days later. Now we're somewhat acclimatized. We're in the middle of our training, and we're conducting what they call stand to. And stand to is when you get up in the morning, 45 minutes or an hour before sunup, and you grab your rifle, and you're quiet, and you just wait for that attack that will come at dawn. Because the French and the Indians, well, they always attack at dawn, and the Army is a creature of habit, so you just... They have not gotten rid of that transition. But noise and light discipline are important. You have to be quiet. So as I'm laying there with Gilly and the sun is slowly creeping through the canopy, and we're whispering to each other and talking about family, and I look and there's something on Gilly's forehead. I can't quite make out what it is. Gilly's a black kid, and it's dark, and whatever was on his forehead is dark. So, and I don't want to, play on his caution and blow noise and light discipline, so I just kind of continue talking to him. And as the light continues to grow brighter, I notice that it's a bat on his face. And it's just not a normal bat. This is a vampire bat. And the reason I know it's a vampire bat is because it had dug a gouge in his forehead, which was bleeding relatively profusely, and the bat was like just like licking his little feet in his hair and hanging upside down. And what most people don't realize about vampire bats is they don't fly in and swoop down on their prey, and they actually stealthily, slinkily crawl across the ground, and we're like hairless meat pies out there. So they had just crawled on him and was feasting. And so as to not alarm him and to blow noise and light discipline, I says, hey Gilly, just go like this, wipe your forehead like there was a bug or something there. And of course, as he reaches up and feels that it's a mammal on his face, he of course freaks out. There goes noise and light discipline. He knocks it halfway across the jungle. So a few days later, as I'm visiting him in the hospital, because he had to get a whole series of rabies treatment because we weren't able to find this vampire bat, And it was extremely painful, a numerous series of shots in the stomach. And you know, I felt really bad for the kid, and I didn't quite know what to say. And I looked at him, I said, you know, at least it wasn't a Tyrannosaurus Rex. So, thank you.
And again, our next pop-up story, September 29th at Reach Studio Art Center.